In a galaxy far, far away, the Death Star may be a ship, but Duchess Willow was a force to be reckoned with. Across the galaxy, she was known for her hand jobs, but the Duchess also had a secret weapon. No one knew the key to her mind-altering stroke game, or how she could have you rock hard before you unzipped your spacesuit. But the School for Jedi Training might have a clue. They say she was the real reason Darth Vader went insane and turned to the dark side. Or that no matter how hard anyone tried, they just couldn't replicate her technique. After discovering Willow was gifted, she was kidnapped and trained by the Sith as a hand job master and a cunning intergalactic seductress. No man could resist her hand jobs. It was rumored that she used the Force to stroke men's dicks with her midichlorian-rich mind power. No man could resist her. But as with many of the Republic planet leaders, there were those who opposed a Sith Ebony Femdom sorceress using her power to stroke men's cocks, especially when that was how she managed to steal so many ships and about 12 dozen clone soldiers. Even the clones couldn't resist a good hand job. So the Republic set out to stop her, and Duchess escaped without a trace, taking her stolen ships and horny clone soldiers with her. The Ebony Femdom disappeared for several years, and no one knew where she'd gone, until a loner stumbled upon the planet she called home. Luvok crash-landed on the distant planet and abandoned the wreckage in search of food and shelter. He found a small cottage in the swamp. Unable to resist the scent of bubbling stew and fresh-baked bread, Luvok looked around but was unable to locate the inhabitant of the cottage. He decided he would just rest for a moment in the den, but as soon as he leaned his head back, he was fast asleep. When Luvok woke, the cottage was dark and quiet, and he had a need for masturbation that would not be ignored. He unzipped his pants, pulled his cock out, and began stroking, closing his eyes and letting his head loll back. It was the first time he'd been able to masturbate since he left his home planet. I sensed the Force and a horny stroker. The silky voice startled Luvok, and before he could reply, his arm flew back and was pinned behind his head, his erection standing at attention helplessly. "What's going on? Who are you?" Luvok cried out. The vision that emerged before him, the Duchess in the flesh, Jedi robe open down to the navel, her hands resting at her side, was nothing he'd expected when he first began jerking off. He knew who she was immediately. "It's you. How did you..." She cut him off, raising her right hand. "We'll discuss that later." Her index finger flexed, and suddenly his cock was throbbing and moving as if someone or something was stroking it. Luvok groaned in pleasure as she used the Force to control his cock. Now he knew it was true. Duchess was a rogue Jedi living on the outskirts of the galaxy, and the Ebony Femdom was just as powerful as his teachers had told of. His shirt and pants slipped off his body, her fingers fluttering in the space between them. Luvok felt a pulsing sensation in his balls. He was right on the edge. He felt a twisting tingle ghost around his shaft, and then a hot, creamy spurt of cum shot out and froze in place, as did his dick. Luvok moaned in agony. Please, I beg you, please finish. I need to come. I need to come so bad. I'll do anything you ask. The Duchess smiled at him. I need you to return to the Republic and give them a message for me. I'll provide you with a new ship. You will go back and retrieve something for me and pass along my message to Master Yoda. If you do as I tell you, I will give you the best hand job you've ever had, and then some. But for now, I'm going to leave you like that to make sure you do as you're told and return back to me. By the time Luvok reached Coruscant, it had been more than half a day since the Duchess had given him a new ship and left him with blue balls. Every step he took made his cock ache more. All he could think about was breaking into the Jedi Temple to retrieve the Ebony Femdom's lightsaber and give Master Yoda her message. His face was pale and pasty as he walked up the steps, biting down on his lip and trying not to make any noise. He made it inside unnoticed and followed Willow's directions to the hidden room that held her lightsaber. Just as he emerged from the safe room, he heard Yoda's voice and turned around to greet him. Yoda paused before speaking and grunted, alarmed by Luvok's appearance and rigid hard-on that wouldn't quit. "Unwell you look. What has happened?" Yoda said. "She used the Force on me," he complained. "I need to come so bad. I'm sorry, Master Yoda. I had to do what she told me." Luvok's dick ached from having a priapismic erection for the past 48 hours, and his face was drained of color. Yoda grunted, "Of course." Another grunt. "A powerful Jedi she is. And more there is to tell me." "Yes, she has a message for you, Master Yoda. And then I'm sorry, but I must hurry. I really need to get back so she can give me a hand job." "To do what she wants?" Yoda asked. Luvok groaned loudly and shook his head. "No, it's too late for that. She wanted me to tell you that she's going to destroy the Republic by giving everyone ruined orgasms, and there's nothing you can do to stop her." The guards entered the temple, and Luvok shot at them using the special energy blaster Willow had given him. Within seconds, the men dropped to their knees, cum leaking from their robes. Luvok escaped, leaving Yoda to tend to the men. He only hoped he could make it back in time, and that the Duchess would fulfill her promise and relieve his aching cock. "This is Duchess Willow of EbonyFemdomFonsex.com. I hope you enjoyed this addition to the Masturbation May blog train. If you missed the beginning, please click the link on my blog to return to Miss Brighton's blog train commencement post. If you'd like to speak with me and continue the Star Wars journey, the number to reach me is 1-800-601-6975. Ask for Duchess Willow, and may the Force be with you. I hope you're ready, because the next stop is Mistress Scarlet Cinco de Mayo. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's @DuchessWillow_. My email is willow@EnchantrixEmpire.com. And click the link on my blog to subscribe to the Ebony Femdom Phone Sex Podcast. Be safe.